What's up, everyone? It's Gavin.
What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? It's Charles or Chuck.
All right. So we have a few things to talk about today. Sorry, without Haz, it's a little difficult to be seamless with it. But Umabura happened. That was pretty exciting. We got the Luminosity Smash Invitational up a couple weeks as well. I also just uploaded some more Patreon bonus content, so if you want to see that plus some future VOD review, feel free to check that out. Appreciate all of you that already do. How you doing, Charles?
I'm doing good. There's a little bit of construction going on downstairs at my place, and by that I mean they're like literally extending a wall outward, so they're removing part of the wall. So while I'm talking, you might hear a little bit of construction, but I will try my best to keep my mic muted when I'm not talking. But yeah, I mean, everything's been going good. Work's been going good. Learning Korean's been going good. Staying consistent. Love to see it. Oh, there it is. And Pink, how are you doing, man?
Oh, joy. The life and times of Pink. So last week I was like, hey, nothing bad's happened. That's good, right? Okay. And then my car got stolen. So, life's, and you know, when it rains, it pours. So we're just waiting to figure out what's gonna happen with that. It sucks because it's like the newer car. Like, we bought a new like 2021 Kia Soul, like in 2021, like fresh off the lot. So it just sucked that it was like our new car, not like the whatever. And we weren't like aware of like the Kia thing at the time, so but like got all the security updates and everything, and we're like, oh, I mean, we've made it 3 years, like. And like, we didn't know that it was still a thing. So, all good. I mean, it sucks that it's stolen, but we'll figure it out. I mean, I can't just like sit there and wallow and be like, oh no, our car. So life moves on. Like, and we're just going to figure things out. So sucks, but that's life. So there's me. How's it going, Gavin?
Not bad. Preparing for the next tournament. Doing my usual side quest. Played a bit of Yu-Gi-Oh! Been playing Dragon Quest.
Make sure you're like close to the mic. You're cutting out.
Oh, sorry. I'm probably cutting out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Lock in.
I want to talk about Leia's Meta Knight. That's the main reason I'm here.
I think we all want to talk about Leia in general.
Yeah,
that character,
like, that was crazy.
Is the hero we need.
It's really funny because okay, so we always have like a pre-show talk, and today we were like, I don't really know if we're gonna do it, and I'm like, Gavin's like, I want to talk about Leia's Meta Knight, and I'm like, all right, we're locked in. Like, hey, we're locked in for today. Like, that's what he wants to talk about, and let's get into like
that character is just fundies, and
yeah.
If Leo just puts some time in, the advantage state will come in, and he'll just lock in. It doesn't matter what matchup he's playing. He can just chill, play some neutral, get some damage, recover consistently, edgeguard consistently. Like, bro, there's this combo he did versus Doramigi where he did, like, out to the side plat of town, and he, like, he landed with a few up airs. He hit the side plat, turn around, up air, back air. Like, that was clean, bro. Like, I think that character is good, and I think he's fundies. Like, I really wanted to see Leo versus Zachary. I wanted them to play Pit versus Meta Knight.
Golly.
I feel like that would be kind of in Meta Knight's favor, but
who cares? Like, those are just two funny characters going at it.
Yeah,
like, it just sounds so,
I've been playing
so
Meta Knight ever since, bro. I've been playing Meta Knight every night. Yeah, that was clean, bro.
Goodness.
Like, the games Leo was winning with Meta Knight, he had multiple three stocks. Versus different people.
A lot of three stocks.
Like, that character, like, I feel like Meta Knight's good when he gets a lot of momentum, right? And he gets the right hit. And he just puts a lot of fear into you. And, but I also think he's solid at, like, holding his ground when he's at a deficit. As long as you don't, like, play, like, too focused on, like, you know, running into them with dash attacks or landing on them with moves. Like, I feel like he can crawl his way back from a deficit, and also he can get a lot of momentum. He's winning. Like, I don't know. I just like the way that character plays. Like, I feel like everything flows really well if you're clean with the character. I don't know. That character's clean, bro.
Bro loves Meta Knight.
I do. He's one of my favorite characters, like, in my head right now. Like, if I could just, like, copy-paste, like, all of my ideas and play Meta Knight right now, I really think it could work. I truly think it could work.
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, we've known he's a good counterpick character. I think it would actually have to be Meta Knight Pit. Well, I don't know. Because Meta Knight, I think, is pretty good at laddering Pit. I think Pit's like that weight, that certain weight fall speed.
That's what I was thinking. Like, he can actually die off the top.
But also, like, as far as I'm aware, I think Meta Knight also does pretty well against Rob also. So
I was going to bring that up. I feel like, yeah, I mean, both of Zachary's characters that he's been playing in tournament, I don't feel like do amazing versus Meta Knight. But
yeah. Dude, Meta Knight is lit.
Okay, hold up. What does Meta Knight do against Steve, though?
I don't know.
That's where I'm kind of like, for me,
does Tornado beat the minecart?
It probably trades. That's what we're excited about.
Bro, you are living in Brawl right now. You're like, wait, does Meta Knight Tornado beat the best move in the game?
Well, bro, I'm watching Donkey Kong's moves beat it.
Oh, true. He's invincible, I mean, maybe. But I just feel like right now for Leo, it's a perfect counterpick character. All the characters that Leo struggles against have very horrible recoveries. So you can just go off stage, especially Minmin. Minmin has been a thorn in Leo's side for so long. So at the bare minimum, amazing counterpick character. But I do agree with Gavin. I think it can expand to maybe more than just a counterpick and maybe more of a duo main. Or, I mean, eventually, if he solo mains Meta Knight, that would be the most lit timeline ever. Because we're just going back in time. We're going back in time.
He needs to lock in on some Meta Knight and needs to lock in on some Marth.
Whoa, Smash 4.
Dang, we're taking it all the way back.
We sure are.
Whoa, I mean, you know me. I'm always going to
advocate. I'm always about that. Like, bro, I'm always about that.
This character just freaks people out when he gets momentum.
Yeah, he's a little scary.
Things like really play themselves out if your opponent's panicking, bro. Like, I don't know. I think this character is super. His grab range is crashed, but that was making me mad last time.
Yeah, there's even like
some bad grab range.
Even just Meta Knight being good against floaties as well. I just feel like Meta Knight is such a good counterpick character. Bad recovery, floaty, those are very general things in Smash. So, and you just have a good neutral as well. You're solid, you're short, right? You have good ground speed. You don't have the best air speed, but you have multiple jumps. Even Meta Knight just like double jumping, or not double jumping, but just jumping in down air, like jump down air in disadvantage, is also a very solid option. It's like really annoying as a Fox player. If you like, even if you read the jump, Meta Knight's like fading backwards with a very safe hitbox too, right? So it's kind of hard to track. You gotta guess which way they're jumping and stuff like that. So yeah, I feel like Meta Knight is a
very solid. He dropped two of those combos and it's still zero to death.
Dang. The dropped is that the Kazuya? I dropped my combo twice, but I still got the zero to death.
Yes. Like, Meta Knight just freaks people out when you get the specific hits that you know are really dangerous for you to get hit by, and people just start playing poorly. I swear. I mean, from Min Min's perspective, it's pretty tough when you get hit by some of the specific things, but still, bro. Yeah, it's definitely a help type of vibe, but that character is nasty.
I just want to
went out there and forward air twice at one point.
Remember when we
can just forward air them sometimes and that's it.
When they first
dash check like, shuttle loop.
When everybody was like, bro, Leo has a Min-Min problem. What was the first thing I said? Hey, look into some Meta Knight, bro. You used to play Meta Knight, like the matchup's good.
Three star.
Honestly, I think it's even. But anyway, it's a matchup's good. It's better than what he's been playing, so, and I'm glad that he's finally exploring it, because he's probably gonna better player every Min-Min out there, because like realistically he's just a better player. That man's a goat. And he's gonna make the situations happen where he doesn't take as much damage trying to get in. He's really gonna take his time, and whenever he gets a hit, he's gonna make it count for sure. So it's just really cool to see him picking Meta Knight and really exploring it. And it also covers a lot of his other matchups. Like Meta Knight Sonic apparently isn't that bad. Like I could see it being playable. I'm sure Meta Knight can do pretty well against the rats. I don't know if it's winning, but I'm sure, you know, it could do pretty well. And then, even then, I mean, we saw the Byleth come out, so it's not like he's locked into Meta Knight. He was struggling versus Shulk in a few matchups. He did win one, but against Akio, he had to pull out that Byleth, and it was, bro, that was the fastest turnaround I've ever seen in a set. And I'm glad that he's willing to do that. Like, he's willing to just be like, hey, everybody else is doubting Byleth. You know I love me some Byleth. Everybody else is doubting Byleth, like, but I still think he's good and he has some uses, so I'm going to pull it out when I feel that it's necessary. And he does it with extreme confidence. Like, whenever the Byleth comes out, he's very confident that he can win with Byleth. So it was cool to see that, especially because Byleth, I think, even if the matchup isn't necessarily in the favor, like if Joker has a better matchup, I do think there are some habits that Byleth is better at exploiting. And I think Leo took note of that, specifically against Akio's Shulk, where like he kept trying to skip ledge with a jump and speed, and like Joker doesn't really have a way to contest like speed or jump Shulk nair or forward air on the way down, but like Byleth has a giant up air and like different ways to catch landing with dash attack, down tilt, and all that. So the switch made sense in my head when he did it, and I was like, oh, it's really cool to see him even recognize that, you know what I mean? He's like, dude, this is annoying. Like, I know what's happening, but I'm not getting strong enough punishes. And I feel like that's something that was happening with him playing against Kazuya and stuff. So it's cool to see him picking Meta Knight into characters like Kazuya and Mimin. It's just, I don't know, it's solid.
Bro.
Uh-oh.
He's coming in. What's up, bro?
Do you think if Meta Knight applied a reverse sharking strategy versus Thieve, it would be effective? If you're, like, precise with it.
Are you talking about planking?
No, reverse
shark. No, like air.
Camping. Oh, okay. Like your air camping.
Not like down brawl, here. But like somewhere in, like kind of similar, okay. But like more honest. Like you're not just like you're moving to platforms and like fading in and out and like it's, landing with.
You're depending on dimension.
That would be so good versus minecart. Minecart would never be.
Yeah, when I think about that strategy, Gavin, it's like. I think Meta Knight could do it a lot easier in Brawl because you had glide. So you're like air camping, but then eventually you don't want to run out of jumps and land, right? So platforms
are obviously you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Well, if it's something like Battlefield, then absolutely, right?
Yeah, and
then
you have downbeat too.
I was going to say, instead of glide, you have dimensional
cape. You can use balls against him while you're like kind of sharking and threatening the mine and then just like go on each side of the wall and then just keep doing it.
I also think forward smash would be really good against taking out blocks. It's got the range, it's got the power, it has
and then you dash attack
cooldown. Yeah, and then you have the dash attack burst too. You have down tilt if you want to be a little bit more safe, but forward smash has a lot of range, a lot of power, and then it doesn't have a lot of end lag either, so you can immediately go into shield if you feel threatened and stuff like that. I could kind of see it. I mean, this is obviously just like theory crafting and stuff like that, but the way I view Leo's journey so far is, to me, a lot of players have gone through, especially in the beginning of Ultimate, I feel like duo maining is not really a thing. I think the closest thing we see to it is like maybe, you know, Riddles right now, Proto, right? But I feel like the best players at duo maining or like tri maining were Tweak and Leo, especially pre-quarantine, right? And I always admired the way they did it because they didn't really look at it just sheer matchup wise. It was kind of like what kind of tools you needed, right? And the thing that Pink just explained is a perfect example of that. Even if Byleth isn't necessarily like crazy good, it's like, okay, I need to hit harder. I need a more consistent range and width on my juggling, right? With the Byleth up air and all that jazz. So I would like to, the big question here is, and also when we see Leo play Meta Knight, you get to peek more into his play style of the whiff punish movement oriented characters, right? Because he's obviously known for the sword characters, but the thing that made Leo so good is you could play characters like Meta Knight, like Joker, right? Where they're more whiff punish, they're more movement based. And they're more neutral based. Not to say that sword characters aren't neutral based, but you're more neutral with your movement rather than, you know, big hitboxes, right? So I wonder if Leo leans more towards Meta Knight. Does the Joker kind of fade away? And is it more like Meta Knight plus a sword character? Because to me, if I were to think about Leo's lineup, I would like him to play a sword character and a neutral character that's movement based, right? Like a movement character and a sword character. So I wonder if Leo's going to go more towards the route of Byleth Meta Knight, if he's going to keep the Joker around. It's a really tough call, but it really comes down to what you're facing, right? Like the current meta right now, if you want to win a tournament, you got to beat Steve in Game & Watch. That's just you have to get to them first, obviously, but if you want to win a tournament, you have to beat both those characters. So I'm very curious to see which characters Leo go for to answer the current metagame right now to win a P tier.
Bro, they just need to, both of them, Gavin included, they just need to sit down and lock in who they feel like playing at the time, man. Like, I don't get it. We could just play Joker, but like, there are some days where he just sits down, he locks in Aegis. I'm talking about Leo, not Tweak. That would be, who knows? Maybe he locks in Aegis, but I mean, some days Leo locks in Aegis and it looks like his best character. There are some days he locks in Byleth. It looks like his best. This Meta Knight is fresh. I think whoever he's feeling his creativity for and he's feeling inspired to play at the time, he should just sit down and lock it in. Like, yeah. And I like the same thing. Like, Gavin hasn't played Wario in years. And it was looking pretty good against Zomba until he missed the Waff, and then
bullshit, bro.
You missed Waff on Raw, bro. No,
dude, I waited for the tech.
Oh, that's right.
But like he realistically, if Gavin decides I want to play Wario this tournament, he can just lock in Wario. He would do very well. There are obviously like some matchups where he can't do that. Like, he's not gonna be like, oh man, I feel like playing Wario this tournament, and then Sonic's is in his path and he's gonna be like, yeah, I'm still locking in Wario. Like, he's gonna have to make some adjustments. But same thing with Leo. Like, he wanted to play Meta Knight Joker this tournament. Sometimes he found that he needed to play Byleth. Like, I don't know. I think they're good enough, and I don't think the game is at a point where there are players that are so dominant that you can't just pick who you want. Like, Sonic's and Akola, and I guess Mia are the closest. Spargo's, I guess those four are like the closest. But for the most part, I feel like you can just play who you want on that given day.
If you have the Spargo kind of do that at Supernova, right? Just whip, I think that's out the Roy. Like, dang,
it's important.
He locks in. He's practicing Roy. He's like, yeah, I just think I'm gonna try Roy. Like, I mean, sure. Like, I don't know. I do think there is a level of mastery required with said character, but I do think that you, Spargo, Leo, are good enough to reach that level of mastery with the character in a very short amount of time. And I think once you reach that point, it's very hard for it to like leave your body. It's like, it's muscle memory. Like, you're not going to be able to just not play the character at all. But if you like warm up the character at the event, you're probably gonna be good enough to be successful with it.
I mean, it's big who you're inspired with and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I get so many questions every day when I stream.
Where's Young Link? Where's PT?
Why do you play this character? Are you playing this character because you're countering this character or player? And like, no, nothing I've ever done was because of a matchup chart or because of a certain player. You pick who you like and you figure out all of that stuff after the fact. Like, where are the compliments? Like people should realize that, especially like someone like Leo, right? Like, it's really not as on paper as you would think.
Yep.
Like, it's really just vibes and who you're playing well with, who you're inspired to play. Like, when Marcus used that word, I thought that was very key. I think that's just a big human thing. Like, it's what keeps me going. Like, I have phases with a bunch of characters, and I think a lot of people might view it as silly because I might like not use them in tournament or things come and go, but to me, it's like, it's all worth it. All the experiments are worth it. Every character I've ever taken seriously started off with some sort of like weird idea or like experiment. Like, when I played PT, I didn't intend to do everything I did. It was more so I just noticed the character was successful and I thought I could imitate it. And that was it. And then it just went farther than I expected. When I picked up Wario, it was because the game just came out. And I thought to myself, oh, in this game, he can probably do up throw up air. In this game, he can probably do down tilt dash attack because of the new dash attack. And after all of it worked, it just went from there. Like, it's never like, oh, I'm going to pick this character for this player or this character for this matchup chart. These two characters are going to complement each other perfectly. Like, that's all stuff you figure out after. Like, and for Diddy, it's the same type of stuff. I told myself I would play Diddy if they removed the infinite. That's it. Simple as that.
Yeah, I also feel like you as a player and as someone who has coached multiple top players, like, you also have to believe in the character too, right? One of my first questions every time Gavin brought up a new character while I was coaching him was like, I was like, do you feel like this character's strong? Do you feel like this character can win? And, you know, we would obviously talk about all the different options and why he thinks they're strong and all this other stuff, right? So I think there is definitely an in-between where you want to hit, where it's like on paper and inspired. Because if you're inspired by Ganon, if you have real friends and your, you know, friend wants to be the best in the world, right? Well, I'm just saying, I'm like, for example, right? Like some insert random lower bottom tier, right? And say one of your friends are inspired and they're like, I want to be the best. I want to win a P tier with this character. It's like, oh, dang. Sometimes you got to come in with the reality check, right? But obviously, especially with a lot of top level players, they know what's strong in the game. They've experienced the game. They've experienced the game in even high pressure scenarios, right? And that's something even as a coach where I would have to also hear that out, because I know there's other coaches where they think of the game fully on paper, but you're not taking the human side of it. So for me, I was definitely, I'm more towards an on paper person, but I also take into account and value the experiences of top players because they play in a way different world than you play at your locals or in friendlies and stuff like that. The pressure of being on that stage is, you know, I mean, it's something I can't even explain, right? I've never been there. So, but other top players have, and they understand the game in those specific scenarios. And in those scenarios, that's when you have to win. That's when it fucking matters, right? So.
Matt and I can do it, bro.
Yeah.
You're saying Matt and I can win on that stage, bro? He can win on that stage? Oh, dang.
I'm serious.
That's a statement. Okay. Holy shit. That's a statement.
Holy. Yep. And that skin that Lyle uses is clean.
Oh, yes. That's the classic right there.
Yeah,
man.
That's a classic, bro.
I've been watching Lyle ladder people with that Meta Knight skin for quite some time.
Yeah. Dude, I'm actually shocked at... I wonder how long he's been practicing Meta Knight, because I'm shocked at how confident he looked when he picked it.
Yeah, he was just swinging, bro.
He was like, yeah, I got it. Like,
double dash tack.
I know he's been playing it for a few tournaments leading up to Tumabora. He's beaten like a bunch of Kazuyas with it, and a few other. I think he may have played some Olimars with Meta Knight. I'm not too sure on that one, but it seems like he does know what matchups he wants it for. What's interesting was watching him versus Alice specifically, because he would normally go Joker into Roy, but he doesn't really like Joker into Kazuya. So he just started Meta Knight. I was like, bro, I mean, hey, I could beat Roy with Meta Knight, which is quite interesting to think, but I guess Meta Knight does have the tools for that. So it's like a weird thing where, like, even though he was down in counter picks, because what I wanted to see was if Lyle won game one and lost game two, would he switch to Joker versus the Roy? That was something I was really interested in, but it never came into play because Lyle was always down in the set. But it didn't really feel like he was down when you were watching. Like, the games he lost, yeah, last hit. Really close.
Yeah, one decision. Oh,
the game.
But the games he won, he bro. Won?
Oh, bro, like
three stock,
huh? Or was Alice the reverse three stock? There was someone he reversed three stock. Yeah,
I think it was one of the. It was game one or two, I think.
Oh, it was game five because I remember the Town and City.
Oh yeah,
the Town and City, and I was like, bro, ain't no way. Like, Town and City is actually pretty good for Meta Knight because back air will kill early off the side, and so will Nair if he's like doing the ladder.
And that's the main way he kills.
Bro, yeah. Back air base knockback is not fair. That move is so messed up, and you can combo into it. It is insane.
I was like, bro, like, yeah, Alice picked Town and City, but he hasn't even been killing off the side with side B too often. So, like, and he hasn't been really getting jab back airs too often. So it's not like we're going to see this come into play. Because Lyle had really good DI on the jabs. First stock, bro, just got jab side beat. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was watching you, your mental process throughout that whole thing. I was just hyped to see, like, because Meta Knight momentum,
dude,
hits different. Like, That's what I'm searching for right now with my Meta Knight gameplay. Like, how can I do that every single time, every game? Like, how can I have that level of momentum all the time? Or not, like, not necessarily doing it all the time, but, like to, like, tap into it as soon as it's ready. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Because it's like when you're playing against Meta Knight, at least for me, it feels like, well, I'm Min Min, so it's a little different. But when you get hit, you go into instant panic mode. It's like, yeah. Oh, snap, like, here comes the ladder. Here comes the offstage scenario. How many jumps does he have left? Like, oh, am I going to get clipped here? Is he going to wait for the air dodge? Am I going to get hit by NATO? Like, what do I have left? I'm panicked, right? If you lose your stock, you come back, and you don't win the invincibility, and then you get hit again, it's double panic. You're like, bro, I just went through this. Like,
the trick, please. The trick to it, if you're fighting Meta Knight, is that first hit you get hit by, it may look like it's the hit he needs. It's not. It's when you do the really shitty disadvantage thing, that's when he kills you. Because he gets another hit, that's actually the hit he needed. It's always that. And I just want to find, like, I want to be able to do that to as many people as I can.
I feel like you like characters like that, though, Gavin.
Yes, like, I love characters.
I think you really enjoy.
That's how I play Bayo. That's how I play Bayo.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, Bayo was a... You had to panic versus Bayo. Let's not even talk about that. But anyway. yeah, it's... I would love to hear your experience, Gavin, with... since... I love how Pink brought up that, you know, especially with some of our legacy players that have been around for quite some time since, like, Brawler Smash 4, do you feel, or even just like early Ultimate at this point, just because Ultimate has been around for so long, like you going Wario in bracket recently, you know, that all of that old experience that you have with the character with Wario, right? How long do you feel like you have to kind of play or warm up the character till you feel like you're up to par? And with how fast the meta is advancing, how risky does it feel? I would just love to hear your perspective, because it's probably the closest thing we would have to just asking Leo directly himself, right? I just feel like you two have the most legacy experience, especially when we talk specifically about early Ultimate and you guys going back to earlier mains. And the crazy thing is we've never even seen Leo play too much Meta Knight in Ultimate. So it's... For him, it's more of a throwback to a previous game. But I mean, I feel like you have those characters too, right? Like, I know you dabbled with Cloud and stuff like that. So even talking about past game characters or even just early Ultimate characters and how you feel kind of getting a tournament ready and how that old experience really comes through.
Yeah, there's just a couple things. Like, I think that's really valuable in Ultimate right now is characters that don't have to go to ledge. And Wario doesn't have to do that much. Like, when I look at characters like Snake and Rob, it's actually crazy how often they benefit. Or, like, Hero is actually a big one right now, too.
Oh, Zoom. Yeah, yeah. Make sure you're closer to your mic, too, Gavin. You're cutting out a bit.
Hero is OD right now. But, yeah, it kind of reminds me of... I also had a small realization with, like, item characters when I started playing Diddy a few years ago. And I feel like that, like, skyrocketed, like, a couple years after I started playing Diddy, just in general. Snake, Rob, Diddy, Peach probably should be better than she is right now too. Like, item characters are ridiculous because they counter all of the Ultimate's mechanics. Bot dodge canceling, low lag, all this stuff. If you're whiff punishing them without risking your own hurtbox and you're comboing, like death comboing off of the items, it's one of the most valuable things right now. So like that, and like recovering high, and just general like observation that like while you're camping them, like, so like there are some situations where I just wanted to warm up Wario, and also like it was just an inspiration thing. Like, I saw Gluto win, so I just happened to play Wario like a couple days before Riptide. I was warming up with Zomba, and it felt like my Wario was doing a little bit better. Like, it was just all coincidence, and I happened to be playing against him in bracket, so I figured I'd try it for a few. It's just a couple things. Like, the hardest thing for me when I try to play Wario is there's like two or three different styles I think you have to be ready to use, like, to consistently do well with Wario. And I need to make sure my brain is open to doing more than my player one style, because I get blown up really quick if I try to do like force things that won't work versus every character. So if I like, it's like certain aerials, I start to like switch priority in my list, or like different perspective of like bike or like bite or grab, or like what ground moves I use how often. Like there's just a few things I switch, and I, if I can notice I'm switching them really easily, I know I'm warmed up. And it took a few days, but the question is like, if I'm in tournament, if things are happening so fast, will I like just play layer one and like play too fast and not play efficiently? Because there's some matchups where like if I try to fight like Domba's Rob, like how I would fight like a Bowser, like I'm not gonna like, it's gonna like, before I can blink, I'm gonna be dead or something. So like, you need to become more of a forward air Wario than a Nair Wario. You need to be more willing to like stay in shield rather than always like fight out of shield, like just stuff like that. Yeah, there's a couple things. Like, and like when I was watching Leo's Meta Knight, like I think if he had a little bit more efficiency in his neutral, he would have been able to get those, like that momentum he was getting with those three stocks without being in like a game five situation. So it's stuff like that, like where I just think it's so promising that he did so well without having the best neutral. Like it wasn't that great. I thought it was really good, and I thought there was situations of his advantage state that were really good, but he, like obviously that too, like some of his combos were two pieces or like one hit in general. So I think if he's winning that, it, like Dormy is one of the best players in the world right now, and if he's like just getting that much momentum that easily, I think the character is so promising. Like all this excitement and stuff, also like I'm being genuine, like I think the character is actually really, really good. Like I've always kind of thought that, but like I like watching like a good player do it too, because it's such a good balance of like why Mennonite's fundamentally good, and he did have a hint of strong advantage state too. So if he just upgrades all of that, I just think it's very good.
Yeah, and also it's like the Leo Mennonite that I saw at Umagura is not the same Leo Mennonite that I saw at the Taiwanese event that I can't remember the name of, that was a few weeks prior. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's getting the reps in from the tournament experience that that he's going to. I do think that, like Gavin said, his neutral, I mean, it's Leo, right? So it's going to be solid. Yeah. But he wasn't hitting the best punishes. He wasn't like, his situational awareness wasn't the best sometimes. Like you could see him kind of figuring stuff out on the fly. He started using, like in this set alone, he started using Tornado more against Roy Recovery. He was like, oh, this trades, like I'm not going to die. Yeah. And you could see like the cogs turning. And I think that's what's really interesting is for someone who has tried
like, this is how you should be scrapping. It's more full hoppy, and it's the occasional downer and the occasional, because when he was losing to Alice, it would be Alice aerials a shield, Leo does a short hop area out of shield, Leo gets hit. But when he went down three stocks to one, it was so much more deliberate and like occasionally slow, grounded when he had to be, full hop out of shield when he had to, like pressuring the air with down air. Like he would get a couple down tilts, and he wasn't forcing it. He didn't get the trips on the down tilt, but he wasn't holding forward after the down tilt. Like, and it's because he's on last stock, like he's on his winner stock life where everything mattered. But I think it kind of reminds me of like everyone's dream wolf player, like the classic, like, oh, combine Jackal with Harley, or do this with Tweak's wolf style or Zachary's wolf style. Like Meta Knight can, like, I think he can do that better than Wolf, where he can actually have the crazy like flip switch from neutral to like hill mode better than Wolf.
Well, his highs are so much higher, right? In terms of, because Meta Knight also has the cheese factor, where it's just like, I got a double jump off stage.
His openings aren't as risky or hard to get.
Yeah, because Wolf has to go for like hard drift fair, like drifting in fair and stuff like
that. Also, sometimes off grab. That's a big one. Like, mm-hmm. like you know, it's like the Mario Wario thing where
thank you.
People don't realize how big it is that Mario kills you off grab and Wario doesn't kill you off grab. Like stuff like that is big. And like, but also I think it's important that like, I'm not so interested in Meta Knight slash Leo's Meta Knight because of the typical like Meta Knight kill you at zero scenario. It's the exact opposite. That's just the cherry on top where, but like, I think Meta Knight's neutral and just like, and I even think like, because I think one thing that's misunderstood about Meta Knight is he does have terrible disadvantage sometimes. Like, kind of like Pit, where like you have all these resources and jumps, but sometimes it doesn't matter because you can't get anywhere when you're getting like beat up by certain characters. But I still think there's room to grow in that area. Like when I've been playing the last couple of days, there's moments where I definitely force it. And then there's moments where I really play it out and play really like respectful and just work my way out of the situation. Like, I don't know. Like that last stock versus Alice when Chris was playing it on the screen, like you can, like Marcus was saying, you can see the cogs turning, and it was just a small tempo change, especially in the scraps where it's like shield versus shield, shield, aerial, whatever. I don't know. I just think Meta Knight, like Meta Knight can just thrive in all these situations, I think. And this versus Roy, who's like very, very, like Roy's the type of character that can give Meta Knight a hard time because he can't get anything started if he gets overwhelmed. Like think of Roy or Fox or something. But it's still doable. And like if we think of Kazuya, like you might just hit them one time off stage at the bar. Like versus Dormigi sometimes it would just be checkmate versus a multi-hit forward air with a character with a million jumps. Like
bro won this game. That's yeah. Crazy to think.
That momentum can happen even when he's losing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what's really interesting, there's a few characters like this, and I'm glad we brought up Wolf, and then we brought up Wario and Mario. So one of the things that makes Wolf strong, obviously, is like his aerials, his hitboxes are ridiculous, combos, blah, 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 blah. But he doesn't have like the best ground moves, right? So when he's in the air, on the way down, you don't really have to worry about too many things when he's going to land. It's either, is he going to swing at this time, or is he not going to swing at this time? And then the moment he touches the ground, it's not like he's going to get like something crazy after that. Like yeah. He can't, like the best thing he gets is a grab is his reward. But as far as like buttons go, he's not going to jab you, down tilt, forward tilt, like who cares, right? It may start up his advantage state, but it's not going to be anything huge. So you're not fearing the moment he touches the ground. With characters like Wario and Mario, they might be approaching you from the air with like a back air or something like that. But then their mix is like, oh, I might grab you. Oh, I might down tilt you. Oh, I might up tilt you. Oh, suddenly there's a little bit more mix. And Meta Knight's kind of the same way because all of them have pretty like safe on shield buttons. And Meta Knight has that like nair on shield, but also I might not nair on shield. I might just empty land shield. I might empty land down tilt. I might empty land wait, you know, and then the grab is also dangerous. So there's a lot, I just call it like transference, but like you're like transferring your pressure from the air to the ground and from the ground to the air. And Meta Knight has that quality. That's something that Wolf doesn't have, which really actually lowers his ability to pressure you in those scenarios. So what Gavin's saying, where like you can scrap much more with Meta Knight with like the down tilt and all that stuff, it's because Meta Knight has the ability to pressure you not only from the air and get big reward, but he also can land on the ground and get the same big reward that he would get from the air. And even if he touches the ground and you decide to jump and he's like, hey, my bad, here's rising up air. You thought like he has another way of getting a strong reward. So when he's close to you, it makes playing the situations out really, really difficult because he gets such big reward in so many different ways.
Kind of like yeah. Sheik-esque where he can put herself in all these dangerous spots, but she's at such a frame advantage and she can cover so much at once that, you know, it's a similar strength to what I keep saying about item characters being able to beat the game's mechanics without risking their own body. Meta Knight and Sheik have such good frame data or like something like that. Like it's usually something like that where like with Leo in those situations, like the full hop down air and then he lands and he's like slightly out of like F tilt range or jab range for or down tilt range for for Roy, but he's like right back in the scrap after the full hop. Like stuff like that is really good. Or Sheik with like certain moves like lingering long enough or being safe on shield when like Marcus is saying, like transferring from the air to the ground and everything is equally dangerous. And then there's the occasional like needle with no lag or the B reverse. Or these characters can get out of there at the same cadence they would have fought you with things like dimensional cape and the B reverses from Sheik or just simply drifting away. Ben and I having jumps so we can bait you whether he's being aggressive or defensive. So like and like, you know, even directional air dodges become a little bit more ambiguous for characters like that too. So yeah, I don't know. This character is good. And I wish Meta Knight, or I wish Leo used it the whole time. Just, I know it's a big tournament and you don't want to be too experimental, but I'm very experimental. I love seeing stuff like that. It's inspiring. Like Marcus said, he can pull out the Byleth or the Joker. That's fine. But bro,
that Meta Knight hits.
He's onto something. I swear he's onto something.
I was a huge fan of... Another thing about Meta Knight as well is you're a fast faller. So these multiple jumps coming in, you can come back down to the ground. I was a huge fan of Leo doing neutral air dodge. It reminded me of some Fox-esque or even, I mean, obviously DDD is not that amazing, but DDD has multiple jumps. He's a fast faller and second fastest faller in the game. And then so DDD can like jump and then like fast fall down neutral air dodge down to the ground, right? And usually fast fallers don't have that much end lag on their neutral air dodge to the ground. So it felt like a mix of DDD and Fox where it's like, oh, you have multiple jumps, you have access to fast fall neutral air dodge, and you have very low end lag. So it's, you're in certain scenarios, you're kind of hard to juggle. You don't have a lot of drift left or right, but that's why you have dimensional cape, right? So I was a huge fan of the neutral air dodge. I love how Leo was ledge trapping as well, like staying in shield and you can just react with nair or down air. If they ledge jump, you can full hop up air and it just has such a wide range. And when you're doing a full hop up air, your reward is crazy because it's also a full hop. So the damage, like you're going to have more hits on the full hop, I'm assuming, or at least more damage at the very least. So yeah, I just was a huge fan of that. And I think what's so exciting about this, and I'm sure Leia would agree, is there's so much room. Oh, am I back? I think so. What makes it really exciting is the fact that Leo's Meta Knight has so much more room for improvement. I'm sure Leo would agree as well, just in terms of a lot of different departments. But like Pink said, you're seeing the cogs turn, and it's so exciting to watch a player like Leo, and you're watching the cogs turn live because we've seen this before, right? Like even the first tournament, Leo entered with Joker. He didn't do so hot. And then, I mean, the rest is history. So it's really cool to see someone
that backer killed at 100.
Oh, yes.
On neutral get up.
Yeah. Yep. You can react to that joint.
I also feel like where the meta has been going the past couple years, I feel like it's very tech chase heavy because players have just been getting better at tech chasing, right? Like even, for example, Fox grabbing you and down throwing you onto a platform. It's like, oh, well, I'm supposed to just let Fox grab me, right? Oh, what if Fox grabs me, forces me on a platform tech chase situation, and then I take four up airs because he just reacts to my tech option on the platform, right? Meta Knight can do the same thing, and down tilt sets up for just straight up combos or grounded tech chases, right? So very similar in that sense. Meta Knight also a character that can kind of go for low risk options where it's like, okay, I'm gonna just down smash this tech chase and I pretty much hit everything or almost everything, or I can just react and dash attack, I can react and do another down tilt. Like there's so many different options, and the more refined and the better the player gets in those scenarios, the way scarier the character gets, especially if you're getting dash attacked as like a floaty or something
like that. Interesting thing about the grounded tech chases, I love that you mentioned that for Meta Knight, is he doesn't have to be perfect on the tech chase, because like if he does like a jab for consistency and just cover a bunch of stuff and he lands it, first off, his jab is crazy.
Broken.
Second off,
very broken move.
He just needs to hit you off stage. The jab will always do that. It'll always do a lot of damage. If it's in the corner, it will do a fuck ton of damage. It does like 20 something to 30. And then he just needs to hopefully trade with your recovery, whatever the matchup is, right? Just kill you. Like, that's what I like about Meta Knight's tech chasing, is you just need to react and like probably just press A. Like, and then your the work is after that. But it's just trying to edge guard them. So I don't know. I like that a lot for Meta Knight. And then there's things like setting up reverse down smash, which will also lead into the same thing as a jab. You know, the multi-hit F tilt is nice, like stuff like that. Sometimes the tech chases are at percents where you just want to dash.
And dude, like I just like seeing like real time improvement. Like you could see where Leo's like figuring out where to be in certain positions.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, or scenarios. He's like, I need to position myself here because I keep trying to do falling nair on top of Roy's up B, but it's not winning. So how can I like figure out a way to Edgeguard Roy? Well, if he's doing low up B's, then I just need to force him low and then fast fall early so I can get under him. And then, and I'm just like, bro, like, thank you, Leo. Like this, I love seeing stuff like that because it's not as traditional as like, oh, they're off stage. I just need to land this one move. Like, I'm going to go for this one scenario. It's like, you get to see like a character's like limits, essentially. Like, how far can I go off stage, or what angle should I take for this scenario? And I think, I feel weird saying it, but I really do think like when people say a top player hasn't like picked up your character yet, a lot of times that is true. You just need them to see the way that they would go about a situation when they don't know what's optimal, when they don't know, like, this is the biggest punish. Like, I'm going to get this much damage. Like, I'm going to go for this specific scenario. And they just go, no, hey, I need to play some Smash Brothers. Like, I need to sit down and lock in and know, okay, this character does X, my character does Y. How can I make this scenario work for me? When those players do that, you're like, dude, they're not even doing anything optimal. And it's like, yeah, but they understand what it takes to win. And it's not like this one specific thing. It's like
the fly.
They're playing some Smash Brothers. And it's cool seeing like the way that Leo takes some of those situations that are not necessarily the most common approach, where they're like, I need to land this dash attack on Meta Knight. I need to land this grab. He's like, I'm going to take the down tilt. All right, now
yes,
what?
Dude.
I'm gonna take
it's
it down.
It's so forward. Good though. Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna say this now. I know there's gonna be a bunch of comments that are mad. We're not talking about all these other matches. Sorry, this is not a news podcast. We just get excited about specific stuff. I'm sorry that we didn't talk about everything. It was crazy that Snow beat Aquila, like all
it
that
was.
Stuff. Like, but. Like sometimes we just run with a certain, like, we didn't even have this in mind necessarily. So I'm sorry, but I want every viewer to understand. I'm not here to talk about every tournament. I'm not here to talk about every match. We're not a news thing. Like when we first started this podcast, we were just yapping and that's it. So yeah, I'm sorry if we didn't talk about something you wanted to talk about. I'm sorry if you don't like Meta Knight. But yeah, we kind of just vibe here. We're not required to talk about a specific thing. I'm sorry. But yeah, sorry. I just wanted that disclaimer out there because I do really hate those comments with a passion.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Like,
well, don't say that. Now people are going to send it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Boost wow. algorithm. Well, thank you. Thank
hey,
you.
That's thanks.
Fine.
Send those comments.
I'm mentally okay with it now that I've given the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice, nice.
Also, I mean,
talk
you did
to
mention
him. We talk to him.
That was a good tournament, bro. I think his lifetime was 12-2 versus Raru. So for him to get that W was huge. Beating Akola, I mean, huge.
Yeah.
People don't beat Akola.
He's nasty.
He's very, very good. And I think this was something that I was thinking about when some of the players who don't normally travel came over. Sometimes you just need to experience a different play style. Or a different way that people think about the game. You interact with certain players and they may tell you certain things, and it could be huge for your growth. So I think Snow traveling to America, Raru traveling to America, same for vice versa. Like people who travel to Japan, a lot of times they come back. Remember, Zomba had his huge glow up after he went to Japan. Sometimes you just need to take that trip. So I'm excited to see where Snow goes from here. I mean, that's a huge event. A lot of big W's. He couldn't even believe he beat Akola. Bro, I was like, what? It reminds me of like when people used to beat Leo and they're just like, wait, I won? Like
the Latai pop off, the best pop off in
history. Oh yeah.
huh?
Or like when Mr. King won that summit, and he's like, wait,
oh, that was
part of that one.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I won. Like,
bro, yeah, I would be so tight if someone did that to me.
Why?
Like, bro doesn't even know the game count.
Yeah.
And bro is locked in.
Or where they are.
Someone hits you with the huh right after they beat you.
Nah.
I'm not taking that.
You gotta take, bro. If somebody did that to me, I'm like, bro was, I mean, I must not have been as locked in as this dude, because I knew I was losing. This dude's like, I'm just playing. Like,
okay, they lying, bro.
They, oh, hey, buddy.
Oh, it's fake God. Locked in, bro.
Bro, we almost had Zachary. Dude, shouts to Zachary. He did amazing this tournament. I love that he's playing more Rob. Yes. You cannot defeat all this bullshit with Pitt. I'm glad he knows that. And I'm glad
yes, you can.
You can't. No, I think he can beat a good bit of it. I just think he recognized that event that his Rob was playing significantly better than his Pitt.
Like, his Rob was cooking.
It was playing very well. And I was looking at his Pitt like, this isn't as strong as the Pitt I'm used to seeing.
I'm Twitch chat right now, though. Like, I need some Pitt. I need Pitt, bro.
But, dude, his Rob was playing.
Zachary's hurt was crazy.
I need to watch the full set, but I kind of missed, like, the later half of top eight. But I saw some clips of, like, his recoveries and stuff.
Oh, dude, his recoveries versus Nikita was so crazy. Yeah.
Nah, dude, he was locked in.
Watching two characters that can literally just fly to the blast zone is so funny, because you see Hurt go all the way.
Wait, these are both of the strengths I was just talking about.
True.
Exactly, yeah.
Items so and flying. Zachary,
yes, both of them. This is ultimate right here. But you just see Zachary tracing him and like just tracking him and just following with the up B and the double jump too, like saving the double jump and double jump up airing and just catching Hurt like in the bubble practically for one of the final stocks of one of the games. It was crazy to watch these two really, really broken characters go at it.
Zachary is the go. We were so close.
These characters
we
were so close. Real, like, fly. They can fly.
Yes, they can indeed fly. They just fly. They can fly to and touch the blast zone up top and just be like, okay, cool. Like, it's like touching the hoop in basketball. Like,
I'm just saying, next Smash game, if Rob side B is the same, I guarantee he goes into free fall next game. I guarantee it. If it's not changed altogether, which I doubt it, my prediction is
that's a good
he'll
prediction.
Be able to, he'll be able to do it still.
But not
unless they change like gyro. But in a world where it's like a small change, he goes into free fall every time.
Bro, we got to talk about the Leo Alcola set, man. As much as I don't want to talk about it. Dude, okay, that so I was at my friend's house. And it should have been Meta Knight. Come on, man, lock in. But I was at my friend's house playing Smash, and we were watching the tournament. Hawaii time is actually perfect for watching Japanese tournaments because it ends at around like 10 or 11 Hawaii time. So it's amazing. Dude, it's perfect. But so Leo's up 2-0. And then one of my friends, like, yo, I side bet Alcola. And I was like, at first I wanted to take it, but I was like, my heart wants to take it. But if I was betting a lot of money, I would actually bet Alcola in that situation, being down 0-2 versus Leo. Alcola is just so good at adapting throughout these kind of sets. And then he's so clutch game five, man. And the fact that Mia beat Alcola too was pretty crazy. I mean, he was in winners, right? And then Alcola was coming through losers. So he had like the extra set, but he did. Yeah, the Aegis was looking clean, man. I got to give it up to Alcola. You can't say he has no fundies because he's coming through. I mean, now Aegis is like overtuned fundies, but you still gotta have fundies to play Aegis, in my opinion. I know that character gets a lot of hate, but you still have to have fundamentals to play that character. It's busted fundamentals, but it is fundies.
Mia in Japan is the GOAT. Bro is the GOAT.
That's also the true power up. True power up, yeah.
Also, home, for anyone out there, if you want to see borderline perfect play, please watch Mia versus Hurt at this event. Like, after game one, I couldn't believe it. I felt like he was right. And yeah, like, the matchup's not the greatest.
I hate players like that, bro.
He was right. He was right maybe like 30 times in a row. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there just like, what do you do when you play someone that's right this much? Like, well, I don't get it. Like you're trying everything you can. And he's just correct. He's, yeah, A. I'm choosing the right option. I'm choosing A. And it's just, all right, GG's.
That's like, Zomba, bro. I hate Zomba.
Sometimes he's like that. Spargo is like that more than most players.
Onyx.
See ya.
And they're good at being correct.
I just remember because game one, I was like, I think Hurt's actually playing better than me. And then after that, I was like, bro, what happened? Like, what adjustment did you make on the fly to just be like, yeah, I mean, I'm just never going to be wrong again? Because it's different if you go into a set and you're always right. Like, your confidence is at an all-time high. But when you're just, like, getting – when you're, like, kind of losing and then you're just like, all right, I'm right. Like,
right out the gate?
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do as an opposing player? Like, I don't know. I couldn't believe it. That was really crazy to watch. Yeah. My bad. Bro, I just had to
bring it up. Snake's up air is kind of
– Snake has good aerials despite –
Dude, I can't believe you just killed Game Watch it.
They're not, like – they're not like insane aerials, but
they're solid.
They're good. They're passive. I mean, some of that back air is a little much. I'm gonna be honest. Like,
back air and down air are OD.
Yeah, that's a little much. But
one thing I will say about Mia is there's a lot of players that are noticing that. I feel like Mia goes for more fair set play. Like, he feels like more of the set play Game & Watch, where Meister feels more of just
shield.
Not going for too much. Yeah, more shield. Doesn't go for as much set play, especially with forward air, right? So, because even Light, I think to end game three, he just up smashed the forward air. Just straight up smashed it, just blew him up for it. And when Mia does lose his game, I notice it's when people start calling out his fair setups. Because you could just outright beat it out with the hitbox, right? So there is risk for Game & Watch for going for that, because if your opponent mashes, you just get hit because it goes through the fair, hits you. But if your opponent just respects you and lets the fair come out and then it hits shield, you are in such a good position. So I don't think Mia necessarily does it too much. I just notice when Mia does lose certain stocks or certain games, that's kind of the scenario that he'll get called out on, because he likes going for it so much. It obviously, like, risk reward wise, it's still amazing. So it's cool to see the Game & Watch meta develop to the point where a lot of players are understanding when to take risk versus Game & Watch. Cause I think that's a big part of what makes Game & Watch so strong, is like, dang, when do I take the risk versus Game & Watch? Cause his defensive options are so strong. And then if I do take a risk, his advantage state is one of the best in the game. Right. So he practically zero to death if he plays perfectly, right? Especially with the ledge trapping and the neutral B, depending if your character has a way around it or the up airs. So really cool to see all the meta developments going on right now. Just the game, we're so far into the game, like 5 or 6 years, but the game still feels like it can be, like, the players can polish their characters so much more, which is very exciting as a spectator.
I don't understand, like, the dynamic. Like, I feel like Japan has a Spargo on Sonics and NA has a Spargo on Sonics. Where, like,
or does NA have a Akola and a Mia?
Oh, wait, my bad. There we go. Japan has, wait, yeah, NA has an Akola and a Mia. Sorry, thank you. Sonics and Akola are so consistent, but at least for the second half of the season, they're not, like, winning. And then, well, I mean, this second half, Spargo is just cheating. Bro is beating everybody. I mean, he's not even really losing. Cheating. But
this season's crazy because I just feel like the race to first is really close.
Joint over.
No, I think Spargo's cooking, but
it's close, man.
It's closer than people probably give it credit for.
I think it's close, man.
It's still a lot.
There's a lot of tournaments left still, right?
There's in a the good season. Bit left, like, yeah.
Dude, we got quite a bit of tournaments, bro.
Maybe I'm trolling, but I'm still locking it in.
Oh, honestly, that's fair. Oh, that's a fair lock-in. Absolutely.
Oh, you're saying Spargo's just locked in for the season.
Spargo clears.
No, I'm saying season. What he did is enough.
Oh, okay. I mean, back-to-back
pizza. I'm not saying he's going to win everyone. He's going to win some of the future tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's enough. Combined with the future results, it's enough.
I hope so.
That would be a very interesting timeline. I mean,
bro, I haven't played Fargo in forever.
Has Ultimate only had two different ranked one players? Leo and Akola? Akola, yeah, I think so, man. That is wild. That's pretty crazy.
Well, that's crazy. I don't know why I never realized that.
That's crazy. It would be really cool to see other different players get rank one. I think Akul is amazing, but it just, to me, it spices it up. But the shout outs to Akul and Leo for having the consistency they had during their, you know, time being rank one, and we'll see if Akul can continue doing it. But
yeah,
man, the race to one is very exciting right now.
I definitely shouldn't sleep on Akul or the amount of tournament Japan.
Correct.
I definitely shouldn't sleep on that.
You definitely sleeping on that, because I was like, really? You just, all right, yeah. Shit.
I don't know. Like, Fargo just, I think, left a big impact. Like,
oh, for sure.
Supernova / Smash Con is like, that's a big one.
Yeah. Yes, it's a very big one.
I'm nervous.
Crazy.
I'm just nervous that, like, it won't make sense to me, but I'm just nervous that his wins aren't enough. Like, he doesn't have good enough wins, because he's winning through winners, and like the people who are supposed to be winning or losing.
Like, from my perspective, like, it's so much harder. Like, the P tiers have a lot more impact in it, because like Riptide is like kind of a miracle. Like,
yeah,
like
it was. It became a miracle over the course of like a couple weeks. Yeah. It was like, wait, what? This is a what? Like P tier?
So,
oh my god!
So
goodness.
Like someone winning like an NA P tier always hits a little different from my perspective, because I know like. Because I'm going to the, like, I know how much money it's going, like, how hard it is for all the players to get out there and all that stuff. But Japan's going to have a lot of P tiers too. So I might be sleeping on it a little bit, but I don't know. I'm locking. Just locking.
Yeah. And it's not like Spargo got third at his Japan P tier he went to. And I think
I need another trip for Spargo to Japan, please.
He only has two losses this season. Which are Akola and Dormigi, which are like very, it's not like he lost to someone that's like, I think they're all top 20. Like Akola is obviously, he was first, and then Dora's like top, I think he's 12th or something like that. Something like that. I don't know. Somewhere in that area. So good losses. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It's an exciting season. It's always an exciting season. Leo's the GOAT. First top 8 of the P tier this year. This entire year. So that's cool.
With Meta Knight.
Meta Knight. Well, hold on. Like, we gotta, I mean, Byleth is really, like, we got to lock in. Like, I don't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. Like,
Leo still needs a sword today. Character. don't need that sword character.
I guess before we wrap up, I do want to mention I've been uploading a decent amount of Patreon stuff. As we're recording this, I uploaded some stuff. I've been doing some VOD review as well. I mentioned that at the beginning, but I'll mention it one more time. Yeah, I would look out for some VOD review after this. I'll probably do some of that. And yeah, thank you for supporting the show. But I think that about does it. Thanks, y'all.
Wait, have a good one. Wait, we talked about Meta Knight this entire episode. I got a shout out show, one of the best Meta Knights to do it in the business. True. So if you do want to see more Meta Knight action, you can also check out some of Show's matches as well.
One of the coolest dudes too.
Yes, very cool.
Oh, all right. Have a good one, y'all.